Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And with me today, I have Mindy Patterson. And we have a situation, folks. We've talked about this before. It's not going away. I don't know how many of you realize what is going on in New York. But what's going on in New York is happening all across this great nation. And we have with us Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group. And she is on top of what's going on. We're going to talk about bans today, but particularly right now, we have an issue that we need to come to the aid, to the assistance, to the help, to stand up and do what's right for the New Yorkers with the horse and carriage industry. De Blasio must hate horses and he must hate New York because he is bound and determined to ban the horse and carriages, to ban the horses from New York, something that is a tradition in that city. And New Yorkers need to take a stand. Mindy, thank you so much for being a part of us today. And thank you for what you're doing for those folks there in New York.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Well, no problem at all. I love to have you on. I'd like to say it's a pleasure, but we're always discussing something that's going on and infringement again against the people.
Absolutely. I know. I always enjoy being on your show and always talking to you. So there is just so much going on. It feels overwhelming at times, all that's happening and taking place in our country right now. And when we are facing this forced executive orders coming right and left about amnesty and all these other things that are infringing on our sovereignty and liberty in our country, it's sometimes seems I don't know, all these local issues that are taking place across the country seem to be harder to battle when there are these larger wars waging. But they are so important because, as you and I have talked about, Beth, agriculture, animal ownership has been the backbone and the heritage of our country for centuries. And the fact that Mayor de Blasio in New York City is wanting to ban and abolish horse-drawn carriages in New York City is just a travesty.
It is, and it doesn't make any sense because, of course, liberals don't tend to make sense, do they? But he has an agenda. I'm not sure what the agenda is. We've talked about it before. We've talked about some of the money that's behind it is after the, they're after the land. They're after the property there where the stables are. So it's all about that on one side of the spectrum. But all the jobs that are going to be taken away, not to mention the heritage of this great city in this nation, but the jobs that are, and this slap in the face, I'm posting the video you sent me. I'm trying to do that while we talk. I didn't get everything done before the show.
That's a great video.
Oh, it is. I just wanted to cry, you know, but it's such a slap in the face for him to say, well, we're going to train them all to drive taxis.
Yep.
But what's going to happen to the horses?
Well, you know, the joke is he's trying to appeal to the greenies and the environmental tug that wants to say that we need to abolish the horse carriages, because this NICLAS, which is the animal rights organization that was formed to abolish and ban the horse carriages and raise money for de Blasio's campaign to forward their agenda, NYCLAS, which stands for New York for Clean and Livable Safe Streets, so they don't like the fact that the carriages are there for multiple reasons. But nothing could, if you really want to talk about the environment, what could be more green than a horse-drawn carriage, for crying out loud? So it's very clear that it's not about horse welfare. It's not about the environment. It goes back to follow the money, as you and I talk about with everything. And de Blasio has an agenda, and the people behind him that has funded his campaign to put him in office and establish this organization called NYCLASS is after the real estate where the stables dwell. There are these beautiful historical stable buildings that have housed these horses for generations, and now through the progress of real estate development and the cycle of how things appreciate, these stables happen to sit on prime real estate land. And Steve Nislick is the man behind wanting to get his talons into this real estate. And so how do they do it? They create a crisis that doesn't exist. And the crisis that they've created is that horse-drawn carriages need to be abolished because, you know, they're trying to pull all these reasons out of the air. They're unsafe. They're unsanitary. Well, none of those are holding water. And this last year, the carriage industry has really stepped up to the plate and shown the world that they're not unsafe. They're not. They're about as clean and safe as you can be. And they're, again, de Blasio and others, activists, are trying to create a crisis that just doesn't exist. But now they're wanting to push this legislation forward. And personally, I think we have really good footing in New York City. I think that the city council is, from what I am reading, I hear that they're a little bit cool about this legislation that's coming down the pike. You know, the horse carriages have a huge amount of support. There's a recent poll that was done in New York City just about a week and a half ago, the Quinnipiac poll, which is the fifth poll. And the horse carriages have 65% support of New Yorkers. So they don't want to see the horse carriages go away. So, you know, this idea that the horse carriages need to go is something that Mayor de Blasio and his animal rights activist cronies have created.
Well, what happened the last time? It was some of the unions, I believe, that stepped up for them, and I don't think they're giving up hope, but what happened with that?
Well, the Teamsters are very supportive of the horse carriages, and they have been able to bridge the gap, if you will, in supporting the carriages while trying to reach out to de Blasio, and I don't think that he's wanting to be reached out to, necessarily. So he's determined, and, you know, he promised he would ban the carriages day one in office. Well, day one was almost a year ago, and I'm just so proud of all the New Yorkers who have stood up against this idea and this notion that something can be banned, and they stood up for their industry. I mean, if other parts of agriculture and other animal groups across the country would take note on how the carriage industry has stood up against this egregious lie, you know, they have really been just terrific in how they've band together to unite and you know, push back as the little guy against big government trying to push them out of the way. And I, you know, again, you're right, it's about jobs. It is absolutely about jobs. These people have done this their entire life. What are they supposed to do once their horses are shipped off and, you know, they can't afford to feed their horses anymore if their horses don't have a job either? So it certainly isn't about horse welfare.
Oh, absolutely not. And like I said, it's just a slap in the face. And they did this kind of behind closed doors once again, you know. And here it's coming up into the holiday season, and these folks are looking at not having a job. And not only that, what are they going to do with their horses? It's just like you said, what are they going to do? Where are they going to go with them? We're going into a break. It's a, you know, you would think elected officials would care about the people, but they just don't seem to, do they, Mindy? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in one unit 50 pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20 pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today 417-452-2781 or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson. We've been talking about the horse and carriage situation in New York, where de Blasio, I've decided he hates New York and he hates horses and he hates people to have jobs. I've decided he's just a hater, Mindy. We have a caller from South Dakota. We have Betty. Betty, how are you today?
Yes, I was in New York City and rode with on the carriages, and you can get on and off of them real easy. They're decorated very pretty. The horses are taken care of very good. They don't work when it's real hot, and they don't work when it's real cold. And a person can pet them very nicely, and they move in and out of the traffic very good. And it's a beautiful ride through the park. I'm 83, and you can get on and off those carriages real comfortable.
Well, awesome. So, you know, that's something I've always wanted to do. And we're going to have to fight de Blasio so I can at least get to New York. Mindy, I'm going to have to go to New York with you so I can do this.
Let's do it. Yes, absolutely.
It's a beautiful experience of riding with them.
Well, I've always wanted to do it. I don't know. You see it in the movies, you know, and I've always wanted to do it and never have got to. So I'm going to have to make sure I get it done and go up there and fight de Blasio a little bit.
Yes, it's a good experience to do, Beth Ann.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate that so much for sharing that.
Well,
you know,
Betty
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Betty brings up a great point. And, you know, a lot of people assume that the horse carriages are driving in traffic, but the point in which that they are in any kind of traffic at all is just between the stable and Central Park. The carriage rides all take place in Central Park. And I didn't realize this until last year when I visited all the carriage folks in New York City, that Central Park was designed specifically for the horse carriages.
Now, I have a question.
Really,
somebody just sent me a chat on Facebook. They're listening to the show. What about the policeman on horses? If he bans horses, what's going to happen to those?
Well, there you go. I mean, all of this sets a precedent to stop the mounted police, to ban other horse carriage industries across the country. But, you know, de Blasio hasn't started rattling his saber over the mounted police in New York City. That brings up a great point. So it's very hypocritical. It's all about the real estate, and that's why. I mean, this really has nothing to do about horse welfare. So you're the person who wrote in brings up a terrific point. If it was really about horse welfare, then they would be looking to, you know, do other things to stop animal use. But this is an egregious attack on the back of the horses, on the back of legitimate businesses, and on iconic, wholesome industry to get to the real estate. It's just really awful.
It is awful. We have another caller. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm just wondering that, you know, with New York City, they have a thriving tourism economy. So how do the, you know, the hotels, the theaters, you know, other aspects of why people visit New York, you know, feel about losing part of the total package with doing away with the horses?
Well, that's another good question, and the answer is they're very supportive of the carriages because it draws commerce and economy.
Yeah.
I mean, people come to New York City to take a carriage ride through Central Park.
I mean, you know, say a young couple is doing their honeymoon, and, you know, the horse and carriage ride would be perhaps one of a dozen things they want to do.
Absolutely. It's on the bucket list, if you will, of thousands of Americans every year. They go to New York City to do just that. And can you imagine going to New York City and not hearing the clip-clop of hooves through Central Park? It would just be, it would really be tragic. We cannot allow this to happen. And we really need Americans across the country to support New York City right now with
Absolutely.
That, with regard to the carriages.
Absolutely. What can they do, the listeners right now, in other places besides New York? I have New York listeners, but what about Missouri and Illinois and South Dakota? What about them? What can they do to help New York?
Well, you know, pay attention to what's going on in your local, as far as any carriage bans in your cities, but all eyes are on New York City right now because that's what's going to set the precedent. And there's a website that your listeners can go to, and it's www.savenyc.com. And on this website, it's cleverly put together. You can donate or donate money to their defense fund. There's a big donate button on the bottom of the homepage, or you can click on the tab at the top that says how you can help. And if you click that, there's a really slick link there that allows people to write a letter of support to the horse carriage industry in New York City, and it'll go directly to New York City Council. And the council members, if we can get a tsunami of letters of support for the horse carriages, you know, I mean, they have to listen to that. They have to certainly listen to their constituents as well, which is what New Yorkers who are supportive of the carriage people, who have been very busy working with the council members to lobby to support them to do the right thing as their council representative.
All right. We have another caller from Pennsylvania. We have Jerry. Jerry, how are you today?
In the Declaration of Independence, the original wording that Jefferson put in it was life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. They had a discussion, and they changed that to pursuit of happiness. They thought that would be more encompassing. I was looking at a book the other day at pictures of potter horns from the American Revolution, and one of the engravings on one of the potter horns was liberty, property, or death. Mm-hmm. Property, the ownership of property, that was one of the main foundations of the American Revolution, and property itself is one of the main foundations for a civilized society, the ownership of property, the proper use of property. And communism, someone asked Karl Marx one time, what's a short definition of communism? He said, Communism is the elimination of private property. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, what about all the deaths and so forth connected with communism? That's the totalitarian side of it. You can have that with any kind of government. But this whole attack on private property, which is coming from all angles, it has a very heavy Marxist influence. And the fact that the average American and those people in government are just rolling over to a certain degree and accepting this is the Marxist brainwashing which has occurred in America through the public school system.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jerry. It has everything to do with property. And the horses are property to those owners, but they're more than that, but they are property.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's just like we were talking earlier this week about the sage-grouse. You know, they're trying to use the sage-grouse to take property. And
yeah.
Mindy is more than aware of what goes on with the Agenda 21 issues across this nation. And what they're doing in New York is going to happen everywhere else. You know, there's not one state, I'd say, in the United States that doesn't have horse and carriage somewhere.
Yeah. With the horses, I mean, you love them, you care for them, you show them compassion, you feed them, but they're still just horses.
That's right.
God love them, but still, you know, they're not.
You're right.
You're right.
You're absolutely right. What a fantastic call this has been, because when I go speak at different groups all around the country, the one thing I always close with is exactly your points, and that is it is all boils down to private property. And our founders, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they were worried that all of it wasn't going to go far enough to protect property, because they knew, you know, the king owned everything in England, and that's what we were breaking away from. And they wanted to make sure that Americans had protection of their property. And they also said in the Bill of Rights, or I believe it was actually, I'm sorry, in the Federalist Papers, they said that, you know, they believed that if private property collapses, our right to private property collapses in America, our country will fail also. And we're seeing this egregious attack on private property everywhere, through Obamacare, through the carriage bans. I mean, it's just right and left coming at us, just like you described, sir. What a wonderful call.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to go on. We have Annette from West Virginia. Quickly, Annette.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Having been born in Brooklyn, New York, I must tell you that many people don't realize what a thrill it is to ride a horse in the parks, both in New York City and Brooklyn, because that park extends right through Brooklyn. And it was just absolutely a wonderful feeling to do that. And I just wanted to express my joy at having experienced that feeling before I left New York to go to work for the State Department in Washington, D.C. And so that was quite a thrill.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Annette, for sharing that. We're going into a break. We've got some callers. You've got to hold on. The number is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can visit their website. Give me your website one more time.
The website to support the horse carriages, to donate to the Defense Fund or write a letter to New York City Council is www.savenyc.horsecarriages.com.
Okay, and then I meant yours for the Cavalry Group.
Oh, my website. Our website for the Cavalry Group is www.thecavalrygroup.com, and it's spelled like the military infantry, C-A-V-A-L-R-Y.
All right, and we've got some callers to go to. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, got my nose like usual. How are you about that?
I'm good, thank you.
Great. Okay, I wanted to put this idea out there. Seems to me it might be an interesting project for some architect, good project for some architect, to design some kind of development which would include the horse stables, plus whatever else these developers want to develop on that spot. Has anyone proposed an idea like this, that they might be able to develop something which would include the horse stables, plus whatever else the developers want, some big building like that?
Well, unfortunately, there's too much corruption behind the desire for these properties. They're not willing to collaborate with the horse carriage owners. They want the real estate for their own use, but there have been conversations, too, about building stables in Central Park, but there's really no land available to do so, to meet that need or demand. But, you know, there's all kinds of possibilities that are being discussed. But the bottom line is that it shouldn't come out of this notion of being banned, you know, operation of fear of, you know, leaving their stables and trying to do something else out of fear. That just doesn't seem, that isn't right, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it just seems to me that, you know, these developers must have a lot of money, and maybe the, you know, if there was, well, you talk about the spirit of corruption with the developers, they just want that what they want, which sounds very likely, you know, sounds like what that's how those people are. But it seems like if there was any friendliness amongst the parties, you know, it seems like they ought to be able to come to some kind of deal where the horse carriages would benefit and the developers would benefit too.
All right, we're gonna go ahead, Bendy.
Oh no, I was just going to basically reiterate that if there was a willingness to collaborate and but you know, these people that are trying to ban the horse carriages are not reasonable people. Mm-hmm. You only collaborate and compromise with people who are willing to be reasonable, and there's no reasonableness happening here. They are wanting the carriages gone. The animal rights agenda that has stepped up to the plate to support de Blasio's desire to ban the carriages is ugly. They get ugly. They are discouraging enterprise happening on the hack lines where the carriages operate. You know, why? Because they believe that the animals are being mistreated, which is absolutely false. So de Blasio is really hiding behind this facade that he's using the animal rights agenda as a vehicle to get what he wants. Meanwhile, the animal rights people are just hateful and ugly toward the horses and the carriage owners. It's terrible.
Well, and of course, the animal rights people, they wouldn't care how well kept the horses really are. They think they should be running free. I'm surprised they don't want them running free in New York.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
You're right. That's exactly the point. It's never good enough. They keep moving the goalpost until they're gone.
All right. Let's go on to another caller. We have Tim from New York. Tim, how are you today?
Hi, doing really good. I just really wanted to reiterate what Mindy just said. Not only do me and my friends like to go to New York City at least once a year to, you know, we like to go down and do some shopping, and the carriages are one of the big draws for us. Mm. But it's also a way to go see horses that are treated properly and are well-maintained. You know, I consider myself an animal rights, I don't know if I call myself an activist, but I like to see animals treated properly. But unfortunately, other people that call themselves animal rights activists kind of scare me. If you've ever looked at social media, especially Facebook, they'll say, if you're going to have a doggy outside in the snow, you shouldn't own an animal. They should be inside the house on the couch being treated wonderfully and spoiled and getting fat.
Watching
when
TV.
A lot of animals, a lot of dogs naturally like to be outside, like to be in the snow, or like to hunt. It's genetically what they know to do, and they aren't being abused. It seems people kind of forget that horses like to work.
They do.
Many of these breeds like to work. They're not using little itty-bitty ponies to pull the big, fat New Yorkers, you know, sneaker-clad-wearing New Yorkers around town being whipped.
Well,
they're doing what comes naturally to them.
And you know, Tim, when you watch the videos, you can see how much those horses love their owners. I mean, you can just see it. I mean, they nuzzle up to him, and one was kissing him on the snout, and it was just, you know, he was kissing the horse. The horse wasn't kissing his nose. He was kissing the horse. But you can see that they have a great relationship.
They sure do, and thank you, ladies, for bringing common sense to the radio.
Well, you're welcome, Tim. Thank you. We have Ernest from North Carolina. Ernest, how are you today?
Hello. It's the property fellow is right on. It's about property. It's about independence. They remember, they came for the cockfighter, and I wasn't a cockfighter, so I said nothing. I remember... Oh, it's been years ago out there in California. They come in and declared the roosters an instrument of crime, the farm a criminal enterprise. They killed the roosters. They even got in the refrigerator and broke the man's eggs that he was eating. The fools didn't even know that them wouldn't hatch. And, of course, they seized the farm. Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it? Just amazing what they have done.
I don't really care what you think about fighting roosters. The gamecock is a symbol of freedom, and the fight is merely the test. And to breed to the pinnacle of perfection, of speed and power, they must be tested. I love the gamecock. I've loved him since I was a little boy. He's a beautiful creature. And I'll go to the cockfight, and I don't bet no money. I just like to see the beautiful roosters compete. Good day.
All right, thank you. I know my mentor, he liked the, he didn't necessarily go to them, but he stood up for that industry. It's something that I don't understand, but I don't necessarily talk about it very much. But the horse carriages and the animals on the farm and the pets, those are something that I think we all know about, and we all love them. And we all know that there are those that don't take care of their animals, but there are more that do. And the horse carriages is a totally different situation. And it's also history. Now, somebody on Facebook just told me that in Mackinac, is that how they pronounce it, Island in Michigan?
Yes.
They have only horses and bikes, no cars. Mm-hmm. So, but de Blasio best not go visit there, I guess.
Exactly. Well, again, it's all, he really doesn't care about the horses or the carriage people. It's all about getting to the real estate and fulfilling his campaign promise that he was paid $1.3 million to comply with this animal rights agenda, which is the facade to get to the real estate. So it's, and by the way, I have to add too, the gentleman who helped Steve Nislik organize NYCLASS, which I talked about earlier, the organization that raised the money to get de Blasio in office, Ed Sayers, who was the CEO of the ASPCA, the American Society for the Protection from Cruelty to Animals, helped organize NYCLASS. And now he is the head of a pet association in Washington, D.C. You know, you and I, Beth, have talked for years about the infiltration of the ideology of animal rights into government agencies, and it's happening under everyone's nose.
We're going to have to hold it right there because we're going into a break, Mindy. We need to talk about that when we come back. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest.
suggest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We do have a call to action. We do want to get back on topic here where we were. But we have a call to action. We're asking everyone across this great nation to help out in New York. So go to save, it's www.savenychorsecarriages.com. That's www.savenyc horsecarriages.com. Watch the videos there, and I've put them all over Facebook, and I'm going to tweet it out here again in just a little bit. But we want you to see what's actually going on, and de Blasio is he's reaping, I don't know what he's reaping there, but he's trying to take away jobs. He's trying to get rid of the horses. It's just going to escalate, and it's going to go across this great nation, and it's going to hurt an awful lot of families, an awful lot of people, and the economy in New York. And I don't know if he's thinking far enough ahead of that, but I hope he's getting paid well for what he's doing.
Well, interesting you bring that up, too, because unemployment, by the way, and homelessness has increased on Bill de Blasio's watch. In fact, I was just reading the numbers this morning that the homelessness rate has increased 13% in the last 9 months. And it'll just get worse if he keeps destroying jobs. And the domino effect of the horse carriage industry going under would also eliminate more jobs just by simply the fact that people may not come to New York City to take a carriage ride in Central Park. Hotels will be hurt, restaurants, I mean, everything will be affected.
Well, in the video, it showed a couple getting off of the carriage there, and they were just so excited. And I'm not sure if she wasn't a bride. And they said, "Where?" And she was from Europe and had the accent, definitely. And they said, "You have horse carriages there, too?" She says, "Yes, but we don't have Central Park."
That's wonderful.
I thought that was fantastic.
It is spectacular there. It is. Every time of year, winter, fall, it's just incredible. And what I want your listeners to understand, too, and a previous caller made me realize that I'm probably blurring the lines between, you know, animal rights and animal welfare. We're all for animal welfare, but these horses are treated like royalty. They live better than most people probably do in the city. They don't work above 90 degrees. They don't work below 18 degrees. They can only be in the harness for 8 hours a day. I mean, they are very well treated as horses. And as far as pulling these carriages are constructed, so it's really no great feat for these draft horses to pull on a ball-bearing carriage on concrete pathways. It's incredible. But the animal rights attack by these extremists view animal ownership as something that is not shared by the majority of Americans. Most Americans don't even realize that this small vocal minority is ruining enterprise and animal ownership at lightning speed across the country, and they won't notice until it's too late unless we get the message out. And their attack is purely driven by emotion, not science or animal husbandry practices. The animal rights extremists have aggressively fed the public a false narrative that all animal breeding or animal use is akin to cruel practices, and that is absolutely not true, especially with the case of the horse carriage industry in New York City. It's a vibrant industry that is, as you said, Beth, iconic and historical, that we are just really doing everything we must do to preserve. They're trying to destroy our heritage and our way of life all across the country.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as I was listening to these carriage drivers and the horse owners on the video, many of them had accents. You could tell they are legal immigrants that have come here, and some of them have been here for several generations now. And this is all they've ever known. This is what they do. And they take very good care of those horses. They know exactly what they're doing. They love people, or they wouldn't be out there with the people every day giving them carriage rides. You know, it's just something that, you know, it just rips your heart out when you hear them talk, Mindy.
I know. They've been lied to. We've all been lied to.
Oh, yes.
These activists are lying to the American people, and I listen to them when they are in front of the microphone trying to get their way, and they lie to do so, and they're trying to convince the American people that this beautiful industry has to be removed to save the horses, and these horses love their jobs, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
They love what they're doing, and it goes back to private property, just like your callers said today. And, you know, when you own something, a business, an animal, it's in your best interest to care for it. Does that mean there aren't bad actors out there? Well, sure. But we shouldn't let that minority ruin it for everybody, because, as you said, most everybody takes great care of their animals, and we can't let the bad apple spoil it for everybody. And that's what's happening across the board in our country right now. It's terrible.
And we see that happening everywhere. Now, right now, we're concentrating on New York, and this is an industry. This will take out, what, like 300 jobs or more?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, at least.
This is what Blackstone had to say about private property. Now, whether it's the land your house is sitting on, whether it's your horse, whether it's your puppy dog, regardless of what it is, your cattle, whatever it is, it says, so great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. But what they're trying to do there is going to hurt the community. And it's not about making things better. It's about taking away an industry. It's about selling their souls. That's what they're doing. They're selling their souls. We need to help New York.
Absolutely. Well, the Calvary Group, our mission has been to help all these animal enterprises across the country. You know, whether you're a dog breeder, a cattle rancher, or a carriage horse owner, our duty is to protect and advance the constitutional and private property rights of law-abiding animal owners. And, you know, we got involved because, you know, it's the right thing to do. And what is, it's this egregious attack on our Constitution and our right to private property. You know, when this country was founded on animal ownership, you know, that was the first thing that everyone did when they had a, settled their farms. It was to build a barn for their animals so that they could survive. You know, these animals are everything about our American heritage.
Well, and it was a bad deal if you took somebody's horse back in the old West, because that was
exactly
their livelihood. And that's exactly what de Blasio is trying to do now. We're out of time, Mindy. We need to come back and catch up on this again here in the next couple of weeks if you're available. Folks, we have got to come together for New York. Go to www.savenyc.horsecarriages.com and help our brothers and sisters in New York as we come together to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.